Boston Mayor Thomas Menino has long made the revitalization of Downtown Crossing one of his top priorities, and nothing is more central to that project than the redevelopment of the former Filene's building. So it comes as no shock to many that Menino came out fighting after a surprise comment by the developer of the Filene site, Stephen Roth. The chairman of the New York-based Vornado Realty Trust, Roth, said he intentionally neglected a similar project in Manhattan in order to pressure more money out of city officials there. Mayor Menino says he's now considering revoking Vornado's permits for the Filene's project and has an even bigger threat, trying to take control of the property through eminent domain. We'll talk about that later, but first, to get a sense of how some business owners are responding to the flap and how the stalled Filene's project is affecting their business, we headed to Downtown Crossing to hear firsthand. You might have a hard time finding Archie's. Archie's New York Deli. The address is 101 Arch Street, but to those who know the neighborhood, it's
right across the street from the hole in the ground.
Emilio Ruggieri is talking about the Filene's building. He's the manager of Archie's, and he's not exaggerating. It is right across the street. Looking out his window, what you see is the chain-link fence surrounding the half-demolished Filene's building and a line of no parking signs posted on the fence. It hurts, he says, because that building, more or less, powered his business.
The people that were there used to come here all the time. They used to have so many people in that building because all their buying offices for Filene's were in there. Which nobody actually realizes that because they were in the back walls, plus all the 7 floors of shoppers, plus the Filene's basement.
Were your lines out the door?
They weren't out the door. We were fast enough to keep them going, but we don't work as hard anymore.
Have you had to let people go?
Yes.
How many?
About 40%.
Ruggieri doesn't blame the city for the project's slow pace. That responsibility, he says, falls to the developer, Vornado Realty Trust.
The owner of the building, he's the man in charge. He's the one that needs to get it done. It should be on him. The city should be pushing him to get it done, but if he owns a building, how can you tell him what to do with it?
Well, if the developer was here right now, and the mayor was here right now, too, and they were both in your deli having a little lunch, what would you tell them both?
Get it done. Whatever it takes. Maybe the two of them can get together and get it done.
Vornado has not responded to WBUR's request for comment. Just around the corner on Washington Street is the jewelry store E.B. Horn Company, one of the oldest jewelers in Boston, in business since 1839. So says the relic of the old marble sign hanging inside the store. It, too, looks right out on the old Filene's. Manager Richard Finn says his place is a landmark. So was Filene's, which was good for business.
We absolutely are a destination from all over New England. But Filene's basement clearly was a destination, too, and our proximity to it was a benefit as well. The fact that it's an empty building, it reduces the amount of foot traffic and potential customers that are coming in. So there's no question that there is an impact.
And like Emilio Ruggieri over at Archie's Deli, Finn says he doesn't really care how Mayor Menino and the city of Boston get the Filene's project finished. He just wants it done. A couple of blocks away, over on West Street, business is brisk. The proprietor of this shop says it would take a lot more than construction to drive away his customers.
Sometimes I think I could hide the books in the basement, not tell anybody they were here, and they'd still find us.
That is Ken Gloss of the Brattle Bookshop, one of the oldest used bookstores in the country. His books are selling, but as a longtime member of the Downtown Crossing community, Gloss is still looking forward to the day the Filene's project is finished.
I think that that project will have a tremendous effect on perception. Once it's done, people will say, oh, well, downtown's back. And they'll come in just like 25 years ago, they wouldn't go near the combat zone, and now you barely hear about it because the Opera House, it's the theater district.
Right. As a business person, do you think it would be a good move by the city if it took the Filene site for eminent domain?
I have issues with eminent domain because we went through that back in the Scully Square era and time. Quite honestly, I think anything the city can do that is legal, above board and so on, that they can get that project moving is a good thing. The city is going to solve this one way or the other. I have full confidence in that. It will take time.